Now, in this representation on this slide, we see really the same image as was on the first of this presentation. There's a point on the Earth's surface. XYZ coordinates are indicated from the center of mass of the Earth in a three-dimensional Cartesian system. However, there's some additions. One thing you see is the longitude, symbolized by lambda, from the prime meridian over to a point on the equatorial plane, and then from there, latitude up to the position of this point as represented on the ellipsoid, the reference ellipsoid of the datum. And the original picture, the original slide, had no ellipse on it, no ellipsoid. It was simply the XYZ coordinates. And this is an important distinction. If we're going to have a latitude and longitude derived from an X, Y, and Z, we have to specify which ellipsoid, which datum, and of course the datum is attached to the Earth, a datum that we're operating in. If we say WGS 84, then we get one latitude and longitude. If we say GRS 80, we get another latitude and longitude. So, we have to have an ellipsoid to derive a latitude and longitude. Change the shape of the ellipsoid, the latitude and longitude change. Now, the position vector you see in red from the center of mass up to the point. However, we see a different vector that's perpendicular to the ellipsoid that doesn't go to the center of mass. This is the transformation we talked about. And then finally, notice that if we're going to go from the position on the ellipsoid up to the actual surface of the Earth, we add a height, an ellipsoidal height. So, we can identify this position on the Earth's surface by an Earth-centered, Earth-fixed XYZ coordinate, or we can identify the same point with a geodetic latitude and longitude and height. These are just different coordinate systems for expressing the same point, the position of the same point. However, change the datum and the coordinate changes.